as tomorrow we're approaching a somber anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the day that'll live in infamy, the attacks on Pearl Harbor. Joining us now on the Vision Home Loans Newsline, John Henry with the Museum of Military Aviation. John, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. And there's a lot to look at, especially when it comes to that sombering anniversary tomorrow over at the museum.
Andrew, that's so true. As Franklin Roosevelt said, it would be a date that would live in infamy, December 7. And I think that has certainly sustained through the 80 years since that attack. I think it's poignant after your truly amazing interview that you had with Steve Roberts regarding the loss of Bob Dole. That points to we're really at the end of many of these World War II vets' lifespan, and it's a heartbreaker because they absolutely, as the museum's tagline says, they changed our world for good. And tomorrow, the National Museum of World War II Aviation will be open. We're not generally, open on Tuesdays, but we're going to be open. There will be some special discussions, and we'll be hosting some special guests as well at the museum through the morning to talk about World War II and some of the massive effort that was underway, especially early in the conflict when the nation was attacked in Pearl Harbor. We were terribly unprepared for war, and we spent the next month, per the museum's exhibit of this period. It's called Weathering the Storm from December 1941 into early 43, because we were terribly, terribly unprepared for war. And, of course, the attack on Pearl Harbor took place. It wasn't just Pearl Harbor, Andrew. It was the entire island of Oahu was attacked. Every single American military installation on the island was attacked. But our shorthand for the attack has become, of course, Pearl Harbor, because that is where the greatest damage occurred, where we had more than 150 aircraft and 18 warships destroyed in the two-hour attack, and more than 2,000 service people and civilians lost their lives in that attack. And of course, it triggered a declaration of war the next day on December 8th. And I think we know what happened after that, 4 years of sustained struggle in order to win that war. And we owe a debt of tribute and gratitude to these World War II vets. And at the National Museum of World War II Aviation here in Colorado Springs, we're very, very happy to carry that forward and carry that tradition. The museum, of course, is home to nearly 30 restored aircraft, all of which fly. Some of them are especially configured in order to demonstrate to youngsters how aircraft fly and things like that. But it really is a remarkable place with exhibits spanning the period from pre-war through post-war. And, of course, all of those beautiful aircraft within the museum as well. And we'll be open tomorrow, Tuesday, from 10 a.m. Until 5 a.m. and gives people an opportunity to come out and learn a bit about this conflict, learn a bit about World War II, because I think sometimes that some of the lessons that we were hard won and hard fought in that war, I think people are really not in touch with these days. This is a marvelous opportunity tomorrow for people to come out and visit the museum and take a look.
It reverberates even now and will continue to do so for decades to come. John Henry with the National Museum of World War II Aviation, thank you. And if any of our listeners are interested in going and traveling and seeing the exhibits and the talks tomorrow, 775 Aviation Way here in Colorado Springs is the address. And you can also find them on the web.